This is Beach Weekly. You're listening to Season 12, Episode 6 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, March 4th, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. Keep listening to learn more about the approval of the CSU Student Worker Union, a destructive wildfire in Texas, and more. We'll start with upcoming campus events. Student Health Services has a couple of workshops planned for this week, starting with Birth Control 101 today, Monday, March 4th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Student Health Services building. Peer educators will inform participants about birth control methods, STIs, reproductive health, and more. This workshop is scheduled to occur this semester every Monday at 10 a.m. and every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Student Health Services also offers nutrition workshops on Mondays at 2 p.m., Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m., and Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. Attend the Lunch and Learn event hosted by Beach Wellness on Monday, March 4th from noon to 1 p.m. in Room 115 of the Vivian Engineering Center. Students will learn about support resources on campus and ways to navigate and reduce stress. There will be free lunch provided to participants and space is limited, so register online on the Events and Orgs app on the CSULB single sign-on. Throughout March, support Beach Pantry by donating non-perishable food items to their Lorraine Chalmers 83 food drive. Donations are accepted at the College of Business in Room 200, College of Engineering in Room 662, College of Health Science in Room 160, and College of Liberal Arts Dean's Office. Additionally, join Beach Pantry on Friday, March 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for their dedication ceremony as they rename Beach Pantry to the Lorraine Chalmers 83 Beach Pantry. The new name will honor Long Beach State alumna Lorraine Chalmers, who earned her Bachelor of Science degree in marketing in 1983. Chalmers supports Beach Pantry and has made a positive impact on its students. Join the Spring Mixing and Painting event hosted by the Basic Needs Program for refreshments, painting, and DIY trail mixes while learning about the program's services. The event will take place on Wednesday, March 6th from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. in Room 290 of the Dream Success Center. The Women of Color Leadership Conference is on Friday, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the USU Ballrooms. It's an opportunity to make connections and build a network in preparation for the workforce. The event is free, and participants will receive a t-shirt and opportunities to win giveaways and raffles. Now, here's some campus news. Last Thursday, 97% of student assistants voted to unionize under the California State University Employees Union. Even with approval, student workers are not immediately union members. There is still a process to integrate students into the union. According to a union spokesperson, they must wait 10 days for the Public Employment Relations Board to certify the CSU-EU to represent 20,000 student workers. Then, once that is approved, there will be a union membership card that students can sign and receive to become members and contribute to union dues. Student participation this past week wasn't just limited to votes. Last Wednesday, student voices echoed through campus, too. The group Students Against Tuition Hikes led this protest against the 6% tuition increase approved by the CSU Board of Trustees in September. The tuition increase was approved in an effort to close a $1.5 billion budget gap in CSU funding. It is projected that the increase will bring $840 million over the next 5 years. Students chanted and held signs as they made their way through a loop around campus that began and ended at Brotman Hall. Protesters hope the demonstration will bring attention to the students' needs as a tuition hike affects many students' futures. We'll finish with some major headlines from around the world. The Smokehouse Creek fire began burning in northern Texas last Monday. As of the time of recording on Thursday, February 29th, it has burned over 1 million acres at 3% containment and is the state's largest wildfire on record. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 60 counties as the wildfire has killed one person, forced town evacuations, and cut off power to homes and businesses. Operations at a nearby nuclear weapon facility had to be temporarily paused last Tuesday due to the fire, but operations resumed the following day. The fire has damaged farmland and livestock across Texas. It is expected that thousands of cattle will die, with more that will be euthanized because of burned hooves and udders. Upcoming rain is expected to aid in containment. Aaron Bushnell was an active duty member of the U.S. Air Force who set himself on fire in protest of the Israel-Hamas war last Sunday, February 25th. He live-streamed the act of protest on Twitch from outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. He said on the now-removed livestream that he would, quote, no longer be complicit in genocide, end quote, and could be heard yelling, quote, free Palestine, end quote. The fire was extinguished and Bushnell was rushed to the hospital around 1 p.m. He was then pronounced dead at 8:06 p.m. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.